You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our legal corner on EPN, is your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by David Pressler, president of DRD Enterprises Incorporated of Davie, Florida, which is a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business that had a business plan to develop a solar-powered fish farm at Arcadia, Florida, but was illegally prevented by DeSoto County, Florida, and he is here to discuss this predicament. David, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
You're welcome. So first of all, what was the business plan of DRD Enterprises Incorporated of Davie when it purchased a fish farm at Arcadia, Florida?
Well, Eric, first, DRD, after Hurricane Andrew, began construction of monolithic concrete safe rooms called safe domes. They're 8-ton transportable monolithic concrete domes, 10 feet in diameter, 8.5 feet high. And DRD, constantly evolving, thought that we could take the safe dome, purchase an existing greenbelt fish farm in Arcadia, Florida, use the safe dome, mount solar panel and wind turbine onto one of the domes, and create a solar wind power plant to run the fish farm. And in the process, and by Florida law, a farm in Florida, you don't have to go out and get a permit to build a farm structure on a farm in Florida. A person who has a farm doesn't need to go and every time they build a chicken coop or a barn or a horse stall, apply for a building permit. It's a Florida law. So the company bought a fish farm in July of 2009 and began constructing concrete what were going to be solar power plants. But before they're solar power plants, they're used as concrete sheds, virtually indestructible, storm-proof concrete sheds, very useful for farm applications. Well, by August of 2009, only less than 45 days after closing, DeSoto County came on to DRD's farm, declared that DRD was not developing a farm, and declared that the concrete structures, sheds being built, were not farm structures, and issued a cease work order, thereby destroying the business plan within 45 days of the company. And when the company notified the state of Florida, the Department of Agriculture, of this, the state of Florida did nothing and allowed DeSoto County to ruin the business plan of DRD Enterprises. And that's where we stand today. Currently, the company has sent a request to the Department of Agriculture asking for an administrative hearing to find out why the state of Florida did not protect the rights of DRD Enterprises.
So why was your business plan prevented by DeSoto County, Florida?
DeSoto County, came onto the farm, and before anything was completed, let alone sold, and declared that the construction that was ongoing was for resale, not for agricultural. And in this case, not only was this farm an agricultural farm, it was also an aquaculture fish farm, governed by two laws in Florida, not just one. And no matter what evidence was shown to DeSoto County, the evidence of application for aquaculture certification, the Department of Aquaculture actually coming on to the farm to do a site evaluation, a contract for purchase of livestock, every bit of evidence shown presented to DeSoto County was ignored, and DeSoto County upheld their belief that these units were being built for resale based on overgrown grass and a generic banner sign that had a Fort Lauderdale phone number on the gate. That was their evidence of manufacturing for resale. And again, disregarding all the evidence that the company was doing the steps necessary to obtain aquaculture certification from the state of Florida. And Florida, if Florida had enforced their laws in August of 2009, there would have never been a what is called a special master hearing in October of 2009. That would have never happened because Florida was then said these are farm structures, and DeSoto County has no authority to go onto a farm in Florida and prevent construction of farm structures. They did not do that.
So what did your company do when DeSoto County violated your farm rights?
Well, we, again, went back to the state of Florida, and the state of Florida, again, refused to give any kind of help. And, the company financially ruined at this point, did find a law firm, and proceeded to file a suit against DeSoto County. But wouldn't you know it, due to clerical errors by my law firm, that case was dismissed on procedural. So after 2 years of in litigation in August of 2012, the courts granted DeSoto County a dismissal. And during this time, during these 2 years, all the communication with the state of Florida was that while litigation was ongoing, the no agency in the state of Florida could interfere because of ongoing litigation. Well, in August of 2012, when there was no further litigation, DRD Enterprises filed a complaint again with the Department of Agriculture against DeSoto County. Now, when that complaint was filed in August of 2012, the Department of Agriculture, State of Florida, responded and told the Inspector General of Florida that, in fact, DRD Enterprises was manufacturing for resale on agricultural land. DRD Enterprises then asked the Inspector General to have the Department of Agriculture present the supporting documents that supports that claim that DRD was a lawbreaker, a company that breaks the laws of Florida. The response to the request for those documents came back that there were no documents. And that, in fact, according to the Inspector General of Florida, an agency, a representative of an agency of Florida, can declare a business has broken the laws of Florida and does not require to have any supporting documents in order so as to make that claim.
Today we're joined by David Pressler, president of DRD Enterprises Incorporated of Davie, Florida, which is a service-disabled veteran-owned small business that had a business plan to develop a solar-powered fish farm at Arcadia, Florida, but was illegally prevented by DeSoto County and the state of Florida. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, working in conjunction with our Legal Corner channel. Now, what did the state of Florida do to protect your rights? Sounds like they didn't do anything.
They did nothing, and as at this point, the state of Florida has sided with DeSoto County and has declared that, in fact, DRD Enterprises was on an agricultural greenbelt farm, invested thousands of dollars into an existing fish farm, was going through the process of getting aquaculture certification, had a site visit by the Department of Agriculture, was in the process of contracting for the purchase of livestock, and in the process of doing that, which, by the way, by the law of Florida, the company had until January of 2010 to renew and March of 2010 to qualify for the renewal of the existing Green Belt certification. Well, the company, in doing it, it decided in the midst of all that to negate that and instead try to evade Florida law and manufacture for resale. And the Department of Agriculture states that without any supporting documents. Now, they have to say that. They have to side with DeSoto County. Because if they don't, that means that their agency, the Department of Agriculture, in August of 2009, did not protect the rights of my farm. And the latest is that the senior counsel for the Department of Agriculture, state of Florida, because this farm was an aquaculture farm, under the Florida Aquaculture Policy Act, in August of 2009, when DeSoto County issued their cease work order on the farm structures, an ombudsman from the Department of Agriculture should have been assigned to this conflict between my farm and DeSoto County. The state of Florida failed to do that in August of 2009. Currently, so as to try to correct that initial mistake, a review was done by the Department of Agriculture. That was done last week, the first week of April. In that review, the Department of Agriculture uses the findings of DeSoto County so as to make their determination, not even looking at the initial violation of August of 2009 when the cease work order was issued. Again, they have to use those findings of DeSoto County, because if they go back to August of 2009 when the initial violation took place, it would mean that the Department of Agriculture did not enforce the laws of Florida and the rights of DRD Enterprises. So at this point, the state of Florida, the Department of Agriculture, is performing what would be called a cover-up.
So what is the status of the fish farm currently?
Well, the farm has cattle on it so as to maintain, and water lilies, so as to maintain its agricultural exemption. The structures are still there, uncompleted. The last review by Senior Counsel Stephen Hall, Department of Agriculture, indicates that the structures that have not been completed cannot be completed, that the Department of Agriculture has determined that the safe dome is not considered, in their eyes, a shed, a concrete shed that is hurricane tornado proof. Thereby, no further at this moment, the Department of Agriculture says that those units cannot be even finished. No further construction on this farm of those concrete sheds. And we now have a request for an administrative hearing to further clarify these rulings by the Department of Agriculture.
Well, I know it's not a very happy circumstance. I certainly hope that in time you will be able to resolve that in your favor. It's a mind-boggling situation. How about telling our listeners where they can visit your website and be in contact with you online?
Thank you. Yes, Safe, www.safe, S-A-F-E, domes, D-O-M-E-S, .com. You know someone buying a shed, I will sell them a shed that will save their life, and you make the commission.
You can't beat that. We've been speaking with David Pressler, president of DRD Enterprises Incorporated in Davie, Florida, which is a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business. And the website of reference, once again, is safedomes.com. David, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and be safe.
Thank you, and you too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.